want to speak a little about the beginning of the parasha, which is a shtickle hemshich of the last parasha, parasha Bamidbar. The beginning of the parasha speaks about the roles that the Levim had. It goes through the roles of Gershon and Merari, and Kas was last week's parasha. But one thing struck out by me is that last week's parasha, the parasha goes through all the degalim, and it speaks and it says all the Yud Bei Shvatim had degalim. Rashi says over there, it's not clear if there were four degalim or each shevet was own degal, but the Rabbeinu Bechai says very clearly that there were Yud Bei's degalim, which was Yud Bei's mapis, a mapis called shevet shevet, but your mapis mishtanis begavnein v'tzavainen, they had different colors, the chalukin zemizeh. He's clear that there were 12 different degalim, 12 different mapas, 12 different degalim. So it's clear that Shevet Levi didn't, Menashe and Ephraim were each count as one degal, each one as one degal. So it's clear that Levi wasn't considered one of the degalim. So it was interesting to me, why wasn't Levi nichlal in one of the degalim, only each of the other shvatim, but Levi didn't have its own degal. And Kinera didn't have its own mapa. Yud Bei's mapa's mapa l'chol shevet shevet didn't have its own mapa. It didn't have this mapa that each shevet had. That's one question. Also, Rabbeinu Bechai says weiter. He says, "Ke'en de degalim shel mala shero b'sinai she'en kedmus lav he'esh v'minei gevanim etzvaynim." The degalim that each shevet had was connected the degel that they had Klapei Mayla, which was also by Sinai, but Belave Esh, they had those degalim also. So it's very interesting. Kipshuta, the degalim were just to signify each shevet had their way of being makar each shevet. And why was it important to have these degalim by Har Sinai, by degalim Shal Mayla? What was the chashivas of these degalim? So I want to be makdim with Rabbi Yochum. Rabbi Yochum, in the last expash, he goes through the inyan of the degalim. He says that he brings a medrash. The medrash says that when v'shal shenigla hakadosh baruch hu al Sinai yordu ime chav beiz rivvay shal malachim 22 or 220,000 malachim came down and came down to the medrash says v'yikulam asuim degalim. They each had their degalim, and it says kivin shiro oisin yisrael shema assume degalim hischilu misavim lidgalim. Klal Yisrael was misavim for the degalim that the malachim had, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. They said halavai kachon and nasim degalim kamaisin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, yeah, you'll be zeicha chayechem shani memalim mishal yisechem, you'll be zeicha to the degalim also. So we see that the malachim had the degalim and Klal Yisrael was misav for them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them also the degalim. What were these degalim that Klal Yisrael was being misav for? So, the Medrash says the nukud of the degalim, he goes through Barichas, the nukud of the degalim was that each shevet was nikar on his own, and it wasn't just to specify this person, but the point was that it showed his tachlis. He says by the malach it's pasha, every malach is malach, every malach, every fall, each malach was a different malach and had a different tachlis, a different purpose in life, and that was the, he said the golem, each flag, the each nation stands for whatever it stands for, and it has a flag to resemble, to speak out that difference that it has by resembling the tachlis of that nation, the tachlis of that malach. And what it's supposed to do. So we know by Malachim, each Malach had a different name, and it can't have two names, because each Malach had its own purpose. So each one, it's pashed by the Malachim, they had those degalim. Each one had its own tachas, its own tafkid, and its own makeup, and that's what made each Malach separate from the other one, and that's why the Malachim had the degalim. And Klal Yisrael misaveh for that clear tafkid and clear tachas, each one of them, and the Eibishter said, Chayechem, that I'll give you also these degalim, that spoke out this, that was that showed each one their tachas. So he says the pasuk says shuvi shuvi hashalam. The medrash, he's explaining the medrash. Medrash says, brings the pasuk shuvi shuvi hashalam shuvi shuvi menach zebach. The goyim were saying to the yidden, shuvi shuvi hashalam, come yidden and be like us. Shuvi shuvi menach zebach. Nechze is lashon of gdula. The medrash says. And the goyim are saying, "Shuvi shuvi hashalam, come with us, v'nech zebach, and we'll give you gdula. We'll point you to high positions, and we'll make you chashuv." So the Klal Yisrael answered, "Ma techzu hashalam kimchados machanaim. What do you see, kimchados machanaim? What do you see?" The way he touches is Klal Yisrael saying to the goyim, "What do you see? What are you going to give me that comes kimchelas machanaim, like the mechelas of the machnas of Klal Yisrael, like the degal?" He says, referring to the degal, meaning very nice. You want to make me chash, you want to make me great, but what you're doing is you're going to take away my old tachlis. You're going to make me part of one of you, and it's not worth anything in the world to give up your atzmius, your for what you stand for the rest of Dula in the world. It's not worth that. That was Klal Yisrael's answer back. Oh, so it could be you can answer. That's why Shevet Levi didn't have the Golem. Shevet Levi, in the beginning of this expression, it says clearly, Kaas, Gershom, Rari, each one had their. It said what their tafkid is to carry the Klei Amigdash, or to carry the Urias. It goes through each one their tafkid. So they didn't need this the Golem to specify what they are. For Keretz, only Klal Yisrael that didn't have a clear tafkid, and each Shevet with its own color. The same as the stone on the luchas, each one resembled a different nekuda, a different midah, and they needed these degalim to bring out their tafkid. So that's on a broader scale with shvatim, but for each person also. It says, "Mayna mispa like a chavim l'kulam shem yisikra." Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives a shem and a purpose to each star, each person. The there's a fascinating gun in Sich Yitzchak that touches the pasuk. B'chachma pesach sharmu v'svunu meshan itim. The tefillah. He says, "What's the lashon chachma by pesach sharm and tvuna by meshan itim?" So he says, "I'll be the pasuk that says Hashem b'chachma yased arts koinen shemayim b'svuna." It says the arts was miyusid with chachma and the shemayim with tvuna. The Gaon says that chachma is the Torah atzma. Kamayshi, it's the Torah. And histakba raisa ubar alma. So he made the arts with chachma, with Torah. And says that's why enkel chadish tachsa shamish. Torah is Torah. Torah is what it is. Eila mitzvahs shein navir hashay lechadish dav me'ata. Torah stays as it was, and you're not mechadish any. Nothing's being neschadish in Torah. He says, but Shemayim, Shasham tamed meschadish in Meisa Bereishis. Shemayim has it passes chiddush by Shemayim, and that only passes with Tfuna. So I'm not sure what the chiluk is Shemayim and Arts, but he says there's two different things. There's Chachma and Tfuna. Chachma is the Torah atzma k'mashi, and then there's Tfuna. Sha'adam is boinin tamed uba ala Chachma al borya, and he comes to the Chachma. Comes to the Torah al Borya, there's a kayach of chiddush. A person can be mechadish in Torah and understand it more, and come to the chachma and understand what the Torah atzma is saying. And that over there, validezem is chadish sham tamir, and that takapas the chiddush. So what the Gaon is saying, and he says mele shemayim, it says tfuna, and by arts it says chachma. But what I'm thinking from the Gaon is that there's really two things. There's Torah is Torah k'mayshi, and that will never change. And itak doesn't pass chiddush. It doesn't pass chiddush. We find chiddush by Torah. We find that there is chiddush by Torah. So it also it says kolmash tamar vasagas lechadish was nitten to Moshe Mitzrayim. So kipshut, do you understand that to mean that Moshe was given every chiddush that someone said? Moshe was taught that also. But it seems like from the guy is saying that there's tfuna, which is a davar chadish taka. It's new, but that davar chadash is what is megala, what the Torah k'mayshi is. So it sounds like he's saying that the Torah is what it is, and each person kafi what your mechadash and how you understand the Torah. That's how That's your chiddush in Torah, and that taka was neschadish now. It's a chiddush. It's not tachas hashemesh. It's lamaila, but it's a chiddush. It's taka amis chiddush. And with that, a taka passed to be mechadish. So there's chiddush in Torah. They say from Chaim Lajner says that the ikar chiddush in Torah is coming pash getting a bigger clarkite in Torah, pash getting a more of a clarkite, more of a havana in something. That's really this game that it passes a chiddush. The Talmud Vasek is going to be mechadish something. It's taka chiddush, but it was really said mi Sinai because it's all to be megal and to bring out the Torah kamayshi what it was. But it comes out that every person, that means every person has his Torah that it's not shy for anyone else to bring out because it's his personal Torah and it's his chiddush. That means if someone says one var and someone says a similar var, but this person has it with his havana and how he fishtays and how he came to it, and that is not shaykh to be done through someone else. That's not shaykh for someone else to do, even if it sounds similar, but it's a whole different chiddush because it came through someone because it came through his havana and how he came to it. Rabbi Yochum says, I tried finally, I can't remember where it was, but Rashi says somewhere that. Eretz Yisrael, he says, Eretz Yisrael, he's medagim simon, Eretz Yisrael, kol yom of you benim kechadashim. So Rabbi Yochum says, he doesn't understand, kol yom you benim kechadashim is an inyan of like excitement. What's the inyan of being excited with Eretz Yisrael? What's the inyan? So he says, he offers a different chant, kol yom you benim kechadashim. It means that, it doesn't mean the excitement, Shabbat. He says, kol yom of it is kechadashim, because Eretz Yisrael and Torah also he touches like that. He says every single day or every single time you learn the Torah, the yachas to your Torah is kafi each person, each matzv, and how he goes to learning Torah and kafi how much he understands in Torah. Every brekel of Torah is kechadashim. It's a new. He has a new yachas to it because kafi however he is going to Torah kafi however much he has havana in it. So it's taka kechadashim. There's a chiddush in everything that he learns. I think you see this at the end of the parsha also. The question is, why do we lay in parsha Nas is very long because of all the nesim. Why do we lay in all the karbanos and nesim, the 12 shvatim, over and over? It's exact same. It's exact same karbanos. Why don't we just say that the karbanos of Nachshon ben Amnadav and then everyone is the same? So the Rabbeinu Bechaya asks this kasha and he says a few tzuritzim, but he says that all of them brought the same karbanis, but they weren't the same. They were each different karbanis because each person did it with his kavana for his shevet. Each one was a different karban. So we need to go through each shevet each nasi was bringing different karbanis, even though they looked the same, but they were taking different karbanis. So it's a chizik meaning agam, especially in Lakeview, even here, anywhere. We know everyone's learning the same Torah and everyone's saying chedushim and everyone's working on the same Torah, but it's not shaykh for anyone to come to your sugya, to come to your chedek in Torah, to come to what you need to be mechadish. And if you're not mechadish, then no one else will be because you're the only one who's able to be mechadish. So it's a chizik to and to chayis to feel shiba to. Be mechadish your sugya and to put out your Torah. Without your Torah, this Torah will never exist. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.